you, Brother Nick. Well, we do welcome you tonight. We're glad that you are here, and it's already been stated. We hope that you have had a wonderful few days of celebration of our Lord's birth with family and friends. And I just want to tell you again, Sunday, I was very pleasantly surprised. I maybe shouldn't have been, but our attendance both morning and evening, I thought, was very, very strong, considering it was Christmas Day. And I know a lot of folks have family functions and things they tend to on those days. But I was very, again, encouraged by our church family and their response to the church. And so we're very grateful for that. We're very happy to have some of our family home. And, of course, we're thankful for God's blessing upon their life. My son Andrew and his family, of course, served on our staff for 5 years from 2004 to 2009. And then in 2009, they left Cleveland to move to Indianapolis, where Brother Andy has taken on an associate pastor's position. And so we're grateful they're home. I've asked him to preach to our church family tonight. He's no stranger to our church, grew up here, and served, as I said, on the staff for 5 years. So we're excited about the fact that they're home, and I want him to be an encouragement and help to our church family, and as well as our church family being an encouragement and help to him. And so we're grateful for that. So I'm going to have him come, and I know he'll be a blessing to all of us tonight. God bless you, Brother Andy. You should come preach.
Amen. Thank you for that. And it's a great blessing to be here tonight with you all. And, of course, great to see familiar faces, and just had a good time before church catching up with each and every one of you that we were able to. And we do bring greetings from Indianapolis, and it's just exciting to be home. Got in on Monday night, and we'll be here till next Monday, so we get to spend a week here. We'll be here all day Sunday, so look forward to seeing each and every one of you again on Sunday. If you'll take your Bibles to turn to Philippians chapter 4 this evening, Philippians chapter 4. And I want to just preach out of this passage. It's a very familiar passage of Scripture, but I believe God would use it in our service tonight. And as I prayed and asked the Lord to direct me to this passage, and so we'll get to, we're going to read verses 10 down through 13 this evening, and then we'll get into the message tonight. So obviously Paul here speaking to the Philippian church there, and he says in verse 10, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." And just for a few moments tonight, I want to preach to you a message entitled Christ Sufficient Strength. Christ Sufficient Strength. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get into the preaching of God's Word this evening. Lord, we thank you so much for this blessings, Lord, the blessings that you place in each and every one of our lives. Thank you for the Christmas season, Lord, and what it means to us, each and every one of us as Christians. Lord, we thank you for family and church family and friends, Lord. Those of us that have a unique and a common bond one with another, and the friendships and relationships that we build. Lord, I pray that you'd just be with us tonight as we meet here. Lord, I pray that you'd use this message as an encouragement to each and every one of us. Lord, I pray that you'd be with me as I preach it. And help me to preach what you would have me to preach here this evening, Lord. And that you'd work in each and every heart and life here tonight. We love you and we thank you for all these things. In your name I pray. Amen. We look at this passage here and we come to verse 13. And no doubt it's a verse that probably all of us are familiar with. In fact, most of us probably learned to quote that at a very young age. And I want you to think about that verse, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." And the idea there is that verse is more than just an attitude. You know, sometimes people, they'll come up with a saying, maybe a way they, something that they think will help them, they begin to repeat that over and over again. And when I look at this verse, you know, this verse is more than just an attitude. You know, attitudes come and go. Kind of like your mood. Sometimes you're in a good mood, sometimes you're in a bad mood. And that's the same thing with attitudes. You know, rather than this verse being an attitude, I believe it's a way of life. Or a claiming of a promise, if you will. And the idea there that the promise is Christ's strength to the believer. What a great blessing that is for us to understand. You know, as we look at our salvation, God has blessed us in such great ways. We think about the idea of being saved and praise the Lord for the eternal life that He gives us through salvation. What a blessing that is. And if that was all that salvation was, what a great honor that would to be able to be saved. But beyond that, God gives us so many things. He gives us the relationship with God the Father, and hallelujah for that. Praise the Lord for that. He gives us the advocate with Jesus, and what a blessing that is. And one of the greatest things He gives us is the strength to live this Christian life. The strength to live this Christian life. Think about trying to live the life in your own strength. It would be a tough thing to do. And God gives us, as we yield to Him, as we yield our lives to Him, God gives us the strength to live this Christian life. And what a great blessing that is. I think of a character in the Bible, one of my favorite characters, a character of David. I want you to turn over to Psalms chapter 18 because I want you to see a passage of Scripture that I believe will be a blessing to each and every one of us. We think of David and we instantly think of the many things that he accomplished in his life. Think of the fact that he was a warrior and just a very strong man from what the Bible would tell us. And I love it because in verse 1 and 2 of Psalms chapter 18, this is what David says about where his strength comes from. He says there in verse 1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. What a blessing it is to be able to study the life of David and to see as he yielded his life to God, God gave him the strength to live the life that he lived. We say, why was the Lord his strength? And I see it, I think it's found in verses 20 down through 24. He says there in the same chapter, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. You see, the truth there for us to learn is as David yielded his life to God, as David turned over his life to God and said, Lord, I'm going to allow you to be my strength in my life, he was able to have God's strength upon his life. You think about David and the life that he lived. 15 years he was in waiting to be the next king of Israel. Had opportunities from time to time to take things and matters into his own hand and take the life of King Saul. And yet he said he would not raise his hand against the Lord's anointed. He yielded his strength to God and God gave him the ability and the strength to live the Christian life. And as David yielded to God, God could be his strength. Yet many times I wonder in our own Christian lives, how many times we remove God from the equation. How many times we look to God and we decide we want to take control of our Christian life. We look to him and say, I can handle this situation. I've got this area under control, and I don't really need your help in this area. And we completely remove God from the equation, and what happens after we've done that? We end up making a mess out of our lives, and then we go back to God and look to him. You know, I think about this as Christmas time comes around, and what a great blessing it is to be able to give gifts to our children at Christmas time. And it's always an awesome thing to be able to see them rip into those packages, and their eyes become very big, and they get excited because of the things that they get. And every now and then, we'll buy them a toy or a box that has a toy in it, and it has those words on the outside that every dad hates to see, some assembly required. And most of the time, the reason is because you'll be there a couple days putting that toy together with all the pieces and the diagrams that they have. And from time to time, we've given our children a gift like that. And my son will look at that gift, and he's eager to get playing with that. And he doesn't want dad to wait on dad to put that gift together. And so he takes it out of the box, and he dumps the packages all over the floor, and the pieces are everywhere. Instructions are everywhere. They're probably in the box still somewhere. And he begins to assemble that according to his knowledge or his ability. And what will happen is he'll put one piece where it doesn't belong and snap these pieces together. And finally, half an hour later, he comes back to dad. And all of us probably have been in this situation with our parents. He says, hey, dad, can you fix this now for me? And you see, the whole time, if he would have just come to me in the first place, I could have helped him put that together. Could have helped him do it the right way. And now he brings a mangled mess. Pieces are missing. And what happens? First, you have to deconstruct everything that he's done wrong to begin to build it the other way. You know, sometimes that happens in our Christian life, doesn't it? We look at our life and we say, Lord, I can handle this situation. I can take care of myself in this situation. I don't need your help in this area. And we don't yield to God. And what happens is we make a mess out of our lives. And then after we've made a mess out of our lives in our Christian life, we go back to God and we say, God, can you please help me in this area? And what happens at that time is God can help us. And I thank the Lord for his restoring grace in our lives. But what he has to do is he has to break down some of the things that and fix some of the problems before he can get us on the right path. And we praise the Lord for his restoring grace, but imagine if we just went to God in the first place. We just yielded to his strength in our lives and just yielded to God. And boy, what a great thing he could do in our lives. You know, too many want the effects of the strength of God without the necessary requirements. They see someone else's life, they say, I see God is using this person. I'd love for God to be able to use me that way, but without the necessary requirements. You see, the idea of yielding to God, we have to have His power. We have to yield our lives to Him. Many times we don't want to yield. Psalms chapter 84, I want you to see this passage. Psalms chapter 84. Say, how do I have the strength of God in my life? Well, make what's important to God important in your life. We see that here in Psalms chapter 84 and verse 5. The Bible says, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them. I love this passage of Scripture. The Bible speaks here as we yield our lives to God. So we place our strength in God and let Him take over in our lives. The Bible says, blessed is that man whose strength is in thee and whose heart are the ways of them. In other words, the things that are important to God, when they become important in my life, when I begin to yield my life to God, that's when I can have God's strength in my Christian life. How do we have strength from God? What things are important to God? No doubt about it, spending time alone with the Father is something that all of us should have in our Christian lives. Spending that time in Bible reading and prayer. The Bible tells us to study to show ourselves approved unto God. And what a great blessing it is, and what a great source of power and strength for your life when you sit down and you read your Bible and you have your daily devotions and God is able to speak to you and you have that one-on-one relationship with Him. I think about this. Church attendance is important and in order for us to yield our lives to God, to have His strength in our lives. The Bible says to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And how true that is as we come to church and as we get away from the world, we have the influence of God's message upon our lives and have the strength of God in our lives. Another way is separation from unrighteousness. As we yield to God and we separate ourselves from unrighteousness, God can have His strength and His power in our lives. I want you to see in Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, another passage that will be a great help to us as we study this subject this evening. The Bible says in verse 13, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then shall we sin, because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. You know, as we seek to separate ourselves from unrighteousness and the iniquity in our lives, and we yield ourselves to God, and we say, God, I'm going to separate myself from this area. I know this is something that my life does not need to be a part of. As we yield ourselves to God, God can strengthen us in our Christian lives and give us the ability to live this Christian life. And when we have God's strength in our life, praise the Lord, we can do all things, as we find back in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. As I have God's strength in my life, I can be the father that I need to be. And praise the Lord for that. I need every bit of help that I can. Praise the Lord, when I have God's strength in my life, I can be the spouse or the husband that I need to be. I can be the church member that I need to be. I can be the employee that I need to be. All the different relationships that we have in our lives and all the different roles that God has placed us in, when we yield to God's strength and we have God's strength in our life, we can be the person that we need to be in every one of those areas. What a great blessing that is. But to access the strength of God, we must yield to Him. We must yield our lives to Him. I want you to go back to Philippians chapter 4 as we get back into the passage here tonight. Sometimes we read this verse and our focus begins to be on the first part of that verse, doesn't it? I can do all things. And we say, I can do all things. And yet, no doubt about it, the focus in this verse is on the last part. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. It's nothing on our own, and it's nothing in our own power. It's through what Christ can do through each and every one of us. It's through His strength. What a great blessing that is for us to understand. His strength will allow me to endure the trials of this life. His strength allows me to endure the pressures of this life. His strength gives me hope that He's in control of everything. When I go through a trial, when I go through an affliction in my life, when I find myself in something that is less than desirable, I can realize, I can look to Him and His strength. I can yield to Him and He can allow me to get through this with His help But so many times we want to do it on our own. Praise the Lord, His strength gives me the ability to do all these things. And it allows me to be more than a conqueror. Romans chapter 8 and verse 37 says, "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us." It's through His strength that we have the ability. And that's the power and the strength of our Lord. When that strength is not there, though, it all too often is the case in our Christian lives. When we don't yield to Him, when that strength is not there, living the Christian life the way we ought to live is a futile effort. It's like spinning your wheels and going nowhere. It's a frustrating place to be because God has so much more planned for your life. And God wants you to yield to Him. And when we don't, it's a frustrating place for us to be. As we turn back to Philippians chapter 4 and we see this passage this evening, I want you to look back in chapter 1 and we understand a little context of this passage of Scripture, of what Paul is at and what place he's at in his life. He talks about in verse 7 being in bonds, and those of you that have studied the Scripture realize that Paul here is in a Roman prison. He's in prison, and yet still he's being a blessing and an encouragement to this church and to many other churches and many other people. Why? Because his strength was found in Christ. You see, these aren't just merely words in chapter 4 and verse 13 that Paul is putting on the page. No, these are things that he has lived. He has accessed and he's yielded the strength of God in his life. And as we look at that, we can learn so much from his life. Knowing that what Paul went through and knowing all the trials and the afflictions that he endured, we understand this is a very real thing that we can have the strength of God. The only way Paul could have gone on encouraging and strengthening churches in a jail cell was that he had the strength of God in his life. And in that strength, truly, he could do all things. I want to point out very quickly tonight just three things from this passage of Scripture very quickly, and we'll be done with the message tonight. First thing I want you to see here is that strength found in people doesn't last very long. Strength found in people doesn't last very long. Look at verse 10. Paul says there, "But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity." In the closing moments of this passage here, Paul takes time to write a thank you note here to this church. He wants to thank them. We see in verse 18 that he references a gift that they had sent to him by the way of Epaphroditus. And he says there in verse 10, "But I rejoice in the Lord greatly. I praise the Lord," and no doubt as that gift had come to him from the Philippian church, it had served as a great source of encouragement to him. And beyond just the gift that he had given, he understood that the Philippian church loved him. He understood that this church of Philippi loved him and cared for him and no doubt prayed for him. But look what he says there in verse 10. He says that, "Now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity." Paul understands, listen, this church loves me, and if they could, they would show their love to me in more ways than they've been able to. But there were just some hindrances to that. No doubt the type of travel was a hindrance to them. No doubt lack of resources was a hindrance in order of this church being able to show their love to Paul. And praise the Lord, when they had the opportunity, they sent by the hand of Epaphroditus, who no doubt had some type of business going on in Rome or near that area, and was able to take a gift to him. But understanding this and seeing all that God was trying to do there, he understood, listen, though that gift was a great blessing in my life, that gift is not what's going to get me through this prison sentence. Right. That gift is not going to carry me the rest of my life. And you know, sometimes and all too often, sometimes we look at other people and we expect and we draw on the strength of other people. And I want you to think about this. Because of lack of opportunity, this church couldn't be the day-to-day encouragement that Paul needed in his life. You know, as we look at the people that surround us, praise the Lord for godly people. I praise the Lord for, in a church like this, I understand, and I know it happens in our church. Man, people are great, and they're very gracious, and they're very giving, and able to give to one another, and being a blessing and encouragement. But think about this. Human beings cannot be the blessing that they need to be 100% of the time. In other words, we cannot draw on the strength of someone else to live this Christian life on a day-to-day basis. Paul was here referencing that strength found in people doesn't last very long. You see, if Paul would have looked at this love gift from this church and would have said, "I'm finding my strength in this gift. I'm going to find my strength in this gift for the rest of the time that I'm in this Roman prison, and I'm going to find my strength in this gift," we understand Paul would have been in a world of hurt. Because he references back in 10, in verse 10, they just didn't have the ability. They didn't have the ability to be the blessing that he needed them to be. Even someone with the best intentions is still human and therefore lacks the ability to be a blessing 100% of the time. In almost every situation, people will let us down in our lives. And if we're drawing our strength from them, we understand and we have to recognize that they're only human. They can only do what they can do. But I want you to think about this, because some people look to the strength found in other people. And they're in a world hurt. But the Bible says God can bless us and God can strengthen us 100% of the time. What a great blessing that is for us to understand in our lives. Hebrews chapter 13, I want you to see this passage of Scripture. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, the Bible says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be with content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." You know, sometimes we look to other people, and every one of us enjoy the encouragement that comes from a brother and sister in Christ. And God can use that greatly in our lives. I think of Paul, no doubt, as he was there in that prison and received that gift by the hands of those human beings in that church. It was no doubt an encouragement to him. It was no doubt a blessing to him, and it helped him to go a little further. But understand this, that only God can be what we need 100% of the time. Amen. Only God can be what we need 100% of the time. If we have the strength of Christ in our lives, if we've yielded to Him and He's placed His strength in our lives, the inability of our fellow brothers and sisters to be a blessing 100% of the time will be completely overshadowed by the strength and blessing of God in our lives. When we're yielding to His strength, when we're drawing upon His power. You know, Paul, in his ministry, would have arguments. He'd have discrepancies with other people. In fact, one that comes to mind is Onesimus. At one time, he was a faithful brother, a faithful servant, worked right alongside of Paul, and then something happened, and Onesimus was a great offense to the ministry of Paul. You know, if Paul was viewing his relationship with Onesimus, and he was only drawing on the strength of a fellow helper in that ministry, there's no doubt, first of all, he would have been in a world hurt. But Paul, in his own strength, he would have cut Onesimus off forever. He would have said, "You've wronged me once. I'm not going to make that mistake again." That attitude, obviously, that we understand is only human. Someone wrongs me, I'll never make that mistake again. But I want you to think about this, because Paul was operating in the strength of Christ. And when Onesimus wanted to come back and make things right, Paul vouched for him. Turn over to Philemon chapter 1, verses 16 to 19. I love this passage of Scripture. Paul says about Onesimus, "Not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother, beloved, specially to me. But how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he hath wronged thee, or oweth thee aught, put that on my account. I have written it with mine own hand, I will repay it." What a blessing. He said, not as a servant, above a servant, a brother, beloved. You know why Paul could have that attitude towards Onesimus? Because he was drawing off the strength of God. He wasn't all drawing off the strength of the human relationship between him and Onesimus. And as God blessed him and as he yielded to the power and the strength found in Christ alone, he was able to help restore Onesimus to the ministry. You know, if our strength is in Christ, if our strength is found in Christ, even if someone is offensive toward us, we can go on living successfully the Christian life. And listen, offenses will happen from time to time. Sometimes we'll be in arguments, and if our strength is found in Christ, we can continue living the Christian life. It may be hurt, or it may hurt. It may be hard to handle. It may not be the easiest thing to go through, but we can claim Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." First thing we see there is strength found in people doesn't last very long. Second thing I want you to see that Paul would state to them is strength found in circumstances doesn't last very long. Strength found in circumstances doesn't last very long. In verse 11, in verse 12, Paul says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." In whatever situation Paul was in, he understood, my circumstances don't dictate my strength. My circumstances don't dictate my strength. And so many times our circumstances change almost on a daily basis. Listen, if we're only looking for our strength found in circumstances, once again, we'll be in a world of hurt. When we draw on the strength that's only found in Christ, it's when God can give us the blessings that we need to have. Paul had been through a lot by this point. Paul had been through a lot in his life, and he would go through a lot going forward in his life. Here he is sitting in a crude Roman prison. Conditions less than ideal for simply serving the Lord, giving his life over the Lord. And we would maybe, if we had the opportunity, to sit down with Paul there in that Roman prison and maybe ask him this question: Paul, how can you be so strong? How can you continue to encourage and strengthen the brothers and sisters in Christ? Look at your circumstances. Possibly Paul would say something like this: Where I'm at is maybe not where I would have chosen for my life. From the beginning of my life, maybe I didn't see my life coming to this point. But this is where God has me right now. And I'm not getting my strength out of my circumstances. My strength is found in Christ and Christ alone. Paul had been shipwrecked by this point. Paul had been shipwrecked, and no doubt it was a trying time for him. And if we could sit down with Paul and say, Paul, where are you drawing your strength from? How are you so strong in the midst of this? And how do you continue preaching and serving the Lord? Paul might have said, listen, I wouldn't have chosen this for myself, but this is where God has me in my life. This is a circumstance that He's placed in my life, and I'm not drawing strength from my circumstances. I'm drawing strength from God Almighty. So we look at Paul's life. Paul had been beaten. Paul had suffered at the hands of soldiers as they beat him. And as we would stand with Paul and maybe ask him the question, Paul, how are you strong? How do you continue to go forward in your Christian life? How do you continue to encourage and strengthen other believers and see other people saved? Paul might have said, this is not really maybe what I would have chosen for my life. But God's placed me in this circumstance. God's allowed me to be in this circumstance for a reason. And I'm not drawing my strength from this circumstance. I'm drawing my strength from God Almighty. Paul had been laughed at. Paul had been mocked. And once again, maybe we would ask him the same question. Paul, how are you so strong? Paul, how do you continue living the Christian life? Look at all the circumstances that surround you. And Paul, once again, would probably answer in the same manner. My strength's not found in my circumstances. My strength's not found in the day-to-day trials that I go through. My strength's not found on a day when God blesses me immensely. And my strength's not found on a day when I go through a trial. My strength is found in the constant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a great blessing. In each situation, Paul would say this: I'm content because I know God has me here for a reason. You see, strength found in circumstances doesn't last very long. You know, you and I, our circumstances may be less than ideal from time to time. We may look at our lives and we may have envisioned so much more, or maybe we go through a trial and we look at someone else and say, I wonder how they've just continued to move forward. I find myself in this trial, and you know, if we're not careful, we'll begin to get down and out about the things that are going on in our lives, the circumstances that we've been placed in. And yet, when we yield to God, when we yield and draw upon His strength, we can too say like Paul, as Paul said, in whatsoever state I am, I've learned to be content. What a great blessing that is. And why could he be content? Because it wasn't his strength. It was Christ's strength. He yielded to Christ's strength in his life. You know, strength found in circumstances doesn't last very long. Strength found in circumstances only lasts as long as your day goes well. The minute it goes downhill, the minute you find yourself in a trial, the strength is gone. But when our strength is found in Christ, and I love that because it leads us to number three here, strength found in people doesn't last very long. Strength found in our circumstances doesn't last very long. But strength found in Christ is sufficient for everything that we'll go through in our Christian lives. So he says there in verse 13, understanding all that Paul's gone through, understanding this passage now, we see here in verse 13, he says, with those things stated, strength found in people doesn't last very long. Strength found in circumstances doesn't last very long. He says in verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. When our strength is found in Christ, it's sufficient for everything that we'll go through in our Christian lives. I want you to turn to one other passage of Scripture. Paul would also write this passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. What a great blessing it is to be able to study Paul and all the different things that he went through his life and see how the Lord used him to write different passages of Scripture. And how he went through certain circumstances and certain things so that God could use his life. Paul references here a thorn in his flesh. Something that would definitely be a hindrance somewhat if he didn't turn it over to God in his ministry. And he says there in verse 8, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me." Understood, this has been a hindrance to me. It's making me weak in the flesh here. In verse 9, the answer comes back from Jesus, God Almighty. He said unto me, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Understanding there that God was telling Paul, listen, when you yield to me, when you don't try to go through this Christian life in your own power, but you draw upon the strength that's only available from me, my strength is made perfect in your life. And look what Paul said in verse 9, the end of verse 9. "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Paul said, if this is what I have to go through, so that I'll yield to God, that I'll draw upon His strength, I'm willing to go so that the power of God may rest upon me in my Christian life. Listen, this is the way God would have every Christian to live the Christian life. This is the way God would have you to live the Christian life. Drawing upon His strength, realizing, listen, my strength's not found in people. My strength's not found in relationships. And I praise the Lord for the godly relationships that God has placed in my life. And I praise the Lord for the encouragement that each and every person is to me. But my strength is not found in those things. Paul would say, my strength is not found in the circumstances that I go through. And I praise the Lord for the blessings that He's placed in my life, but my strength's not found in those circumstances. No, if we're to live the Christian life and live it successfully, our strength has to be found in Christ and Christ alone. Not strengthened by people, by circumstances, but through Christ. And when we understand what Paul's saying here, and we begin to yield our lives and yield to His strength, we too, like Paul, can say in verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Let's have every head bowed and every eye closed this evening.